Y ya estamos sintiendo el ungimiento de Dios. And we are beginning to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost already. One of the things that I want to talk about is this. La semana pasada leímos del libro de Marcos, capítulo 5 y versículo 25-26. Last week we read about the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 25 and 26, regarding the woman with the issue of blood. Leímos de la mujer que tenía ese flujo de sangre, que estaba derramando sangre, perdiendo sangre. She was hemorrhaging blood, and she knew that if she could but touch the hem of his garment. Ella dijo que si ella simplemente podía tocar el vestido, la orilla del vestido del Señor Jesús, ella iba a recibir la sanidad que ella requería, que ella necesitaba. Y de eso leímos la semana pasada. That's what we read about last week. Pero ahorita, por unos momentitos, antes que nos hable nuestra hermana Elisa, but right now, for just a few moments, before we hear from Sister Elisa tonight, I just want to touch briefly upon what Brother Schreckeis spoke about last night. Quiero hablar brevemente de lo que nos habló el hermano Schreckeis anoche. Y eso fue lo que se encuentra en el libro de Marcos, capítulo 2. It's found in the book of Mark, chapter 2, and verse number 3. Y el versículo número 3. Y obviamente esto se trata del hombre que no podía caminar. It's talking about a man, a crippled man who could not walk. He could not take himself to the place where Jesus was at in a home preaching to the people. No pudo entrar de su fuerza, de su propia habilidad para entrar a esa casa donde estaba el Señor Jesús. Pero él tuvo unos amigos. Praise God. But he had some friends. And that's what I want to focus on here for just a little bit. En eso quiero enfocarme por unos momentitos. Pero él tuvo unos amigos. Me encanta como el hermano Schreckeis dijo que cuando un hermano le está ayudando a un hermano, no se siente el peso de ese hermano. I love the way Brother Schreckeis brought that out last night. When a brother is helping to carry the load of his brother, it doesn't feel very heavy. Why? Because it's your brother, it's your sister that you love. Porque es su hermana que usted ama, y no se va a sentir pesado el peso de ese hermano, de esa hermana. Praise God, we're feeling the Holy Ghost. Sentimos el Espíritu Santo nomás hablándolo. Y dice el versículo de esta forma. And this is the way that it reads. Versículo número 3. Entonces vinieron a él unos trayendo un paralítico que era cargado por cuatro, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. It was four that were carrying him. Y como no podían acercarse a él a causa de la multitud, descubrieron el techo de donde estaba, y haciendo una abertura, bajaron el lecho en que yacía el paralítico. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Y aquí es donde viene el enfoque. And this is what we want to focus on. Verse number 5, versículo 5. Al ver Jesús la fe de ellos, al ver Jesús la fe de ellos, dijo al paralítico, Hijo, tus pecados te son perdonados. Verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Y ahí está el enfoque, hermanos. Cuando Jesús vio la fe de ellos, de los cuatro que le estaban ayudando al hermano, es cuando el Señor pudo ser un milagro para el paralítico. There's verse, the focus is here on verse number 5. When Jesus saw their faith, the faith of the four friends that were helping the paralyzed man, then the Lord was able to provide and do a great miracle for the paralyzed man, using the faith of other people. Usando la fe de otros. Y ahorita estoy pensando en una situación de esa ahorita en nuestra iglesia, cuando una persona tiene una necesidad, pero el resto de nosotros nos podemos juntar con nuestra fe para ayudarle a esa hermana o ese hermano. Right now I'm thinking about some situations in our church where there may be someone that has a great need. Oh, but when the rest of us can gather and unite our faith for the need of our brother or our sister, the Lord can provide a great miracle for that person. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. Y con eso ya terminó el hermano Victor. And with that, Brother Victor has finished his thought for the night. And we are going to go ahead and bring on Sister Elisa Terrazas. Con eso dicho, vamos a invitar a nuestra hermana Elisa Terrazas. A ver si lo dije bien, hermana Elisa Terrazas, que nos va a dar una palabra. Hermana Elisa, ¿está ahí?
Sí, aquí estoy, hermano Terrazas.
All right. We hear the wonderful voice of Sister Elisa Terrazas, and we're going to go ahead and turn it over to her now. Hermana Elisa, denos su testimonio, hermana. Y hermana, cada dos o tres párrafos, permíteme entrar porque yo voy a estar traduciendo en inglés para usted. Amén.
Amén. Pues amén. Es para mí, es que un gran privilegio para mí poder testificar una vez más acerca de la misericordia y poder de Dios.
It is a great privilege and an honor for me to be able to testify in Spanish and to be able to testify of the great works of the Lord.
Bueno, pues sucede que desde 1975, cuando recibí el Espíritu Santo,
it was since 1975 when I received the Holy Ghost,
that I know that why I received that power.
Y hoy ahora entiendo por qué yo recibí ese poder.
Porque el Señor dice que recibiríamos poder para testificar en su nombre.
Because the Lord said that we would receive power to testify in his name.
Entonces, desde entonces, yo tengo ese deseo en mi corazón. Y siempre
and
que tengo
since then, I have that great desire in my heart.
Así es. Ahorita vivo con una familia nueva, muy buena familia mexicana. Y
I'm currently living with a wonderful family here in San Diego.
And I thought, I have to do something good, not only live here with them and enjoying their company. So I invited them for a Bible study.
Y por eso yo sentí que yo tengo que hacer algo bueno para esta familia, y yo pensé en darles un estudio bíblico.
Y ellos aceptaron, me aceptaron de buena gana, con muy buen deseo.
And they accepted it. They accepted it with a great spirit for me to teach them the Bible study.
Right. So, because I didn't have my regular study, my Bible study, I asked Victor, how could I get a Bible study? And he said, oh, estoy hablando español.
Está bien, mamá, no te preocupes. Yo estoy traduciendo. Mama just caught herself. She's going back and forth in English and Spanish. But it's okay, Brother Vic is moving back and forth as well. Mama, tu pensamiento que dijiste.
Como no tenía mi estudio bíblico regular, le dije a Víctor que necesitaba me ayudara a conseguir uno. Y él me dijo,
I didn't have a Bible material, I asked my son Victor to send me some type of Bible study material that I could translate, that I could teach with.
So, y entonces él me dijo, yo sé quién te puede ayudar, hermana Cindy.
And I said, Mama, don't worry, I know someone that can help you. Sister Cindy is proficient with giving Bible studies with her Bible study material.
Pues para hacer una larga historia corta, me mandó el estudio bíblico y ya di mi primer estudio bíblico este sábado pasado.
Well, to make a long story short, Sister Cindy did send me that material, Bible study material, in Spanish, and I was able to give the first Bible study this last Saturday.
And it was very, very good because I could explain in few words that first you have to ask the Lord for help.
Y yo pude explicar este estudio en unas palabras pocas y explicando que necesitamos la ayuda del Señor.
So, oramos una oración pequeña.
So we offered a very short prayer to begin with, the Bible study.
Y entonces empezamos el estudio bíblico.
And we started in on our new Bible study.
Este estudio bíblico es muy completo y muy básico, pero tiene todo lo necesario para que las personas sean salvas.
This Bible study is very good because it's very simple, it's very practical, but it's direct to the point, and it gives it makes it very simple for anyone to understand what the plan of salvation is.
So, después del estudio bíblico, a mitad del estudio bíblico, el joven esposo se miraba muy nervioso.
Now, it turns out that after the first Bible study, I noticed that the husband, young husband, seemed a little nervous, a little kind of agitated for some reason.
So, he excused himself and went into his room.
¿Por cuál razón él se disculpó y él se fue y se fue a su cuarto?
Y entonces, le pregunté a su esposa, ¿algo malo le pasa a él?
And so I asked the wife, I said, is he okay? Is there something not right with him? Does he need something?
And she said, ella dijo, es que hay un problema muy grande en tu familia.
And she explained, no, what's going on is that there's a big problem in his family right now.
Entonces yo le dije, bueno, pues vamos orando para que el Señor, yo no tengo que saber qué clase de problema, porque el Señor lo conoce.
And Sister Elisa said, well, that's no problem. All we need to do is pray to the Lord about this problem. I don't need to know what the problem is, she said, but the Lord knows the problem. We just need to pray and ask the Lord to help us with that problem.
Y en ese momento me puse en oración y ellos me escuchaban y yo sentí el Espíritu Santo porque empecé mis lágrimas a correr.
And at that moment, I began to pray to God about this, and I began to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and the tears began to flow from my flow down my face as I began to pray in the Spirit.
So, fue una oración pequeña, pero poderosa.
Now, it was a very short and simple prayer, but it was a very powerful prayer.
Because we touched the Lord, porque tocamos al Señor.
Porque tocamos al Señor, because we touched the Lord.
Terminamos el estudio bíblico con los básicos y les platiqué, les dije que la historia de Nicodemo, de este hombre que vino de noche a Jesús y le preguntó y le dijo.
And so go ahead and come, Mama. So we started in and I started the Bible study and I explained the story about Nicodemus and how Nicodemus would come at night to ask the Lord Jesus questions.
Entonces el Señor, ustedes conocen la historia que el Señor le dijo, si quieres ver el reino de Dios, tendrás que nacer de nuevo del agua y del Espíritu.
And you know, all know the story how it goes, where the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus that if you want to even see the kingdom of heaven, you are going to have to be born again of the water and of the Spirit.
Esa es la primera parte del estudio. La segunda parte se trata de la promesa.
That's the first part of the Bible study. The second part of the Bible study talks about the promise.
La promesa vino el día de Pentecostés en Hechos 2:38. Y así.
And of course, the promise is explained in the book of Acts, chapter 2.
Entonces, terminamos todo el estudio.
And we finished this, the Bible study.
Y nos despedimos.
And we said goodbye.
Pero antes de despedirme, les pregunté, ¿qué es lo que ustedes les llamó más la atención de este estudio?
But before we dismissed, I asked them, what was the thing that most got your attention about this Bible study?
Y dijo el joven esposo que ya había regresado al grupo después de que nos había dejado, dijo, ¿puede una persona bautizarse otra vez?
And so the husband, he had come back after he had left the study earlier because of something that had bothered him. He came back and he asked the question, yes, is it possible for someone to be rebaptized again, even though they were baptized as a baby or something like that?
Le dije, sí, ¿cómo no? Le dije, a propósito. Supimos de su problema y oramos y el Señor ya tomó en cuenta su problema está resuelto.
And I explained to him, yes, people, you can be baptized again, even after being baptized as a child. And furthermore, I let him know that we prayed for his cousin and that the Lord already received the prayer and the Lord is already working on it.
That's right. So, al siguiente, nos despedimos esa noche, el sábado.
And so we said goodbye that Saturday evening.
Y el domingo por la mañana me dijo, que quiero darle las gracias porque gracias a su oración, mi primo que lo habían regresado del hospital, lo volvieron a poner al hospital porque se puso muy malo. Es cuando yo me puse nervioso.
So the next day, I was told that they thanked me for my prayers because the reason he was so concerned was because his cousin had been taken to the hospital with the COVID virus, and then he had been released home, but then he got worse, and he had to return back to the hospital.
So, pero cuando oramos, empezó a mejorar y lo pudieron volver a su casa.
But after we had prayed for him on Saturday afternoon, he began to get better and they were able to send him back home.
Y ese es mi testimonio ahorita, que la palabra de Dios tiene poder.
And that is my testimony tonight, that the word of God has power. There's power in the word of God.
That's right. As simple as this study looks, es tan simple el estudio que se mira, se llama Llamados a su luz admirable, es muy sencillo y se da en una hora.
And so as simple as this Bible study is that Sister Cindy sent, it's called Into His Marvelous Light. As simple as it is a very powerful study.
Y ese es mi testimonio de ahora. Estoy muy emocionada y muy agradecida a Dios.
And that is my testimony that I want to share with everyone tonight. I'm very excited. I'm very thankful and grateful to God for Him giving me the opportunity to be able to teach this lesson to this new family and for God already beginning to work a miracle in their lives. ¿Ese es todo su testimonio, hermana Terrazas?
Sí, les doy las gracias por escucharme y volvemos a lo... es lo básico. Pedro les dijo, arrepentíos y bautícese cada uno de vosotros en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo y recibiréis el poder del Espíritu Santo. Y eso es lo que les leo a ellos, la simpleza de la palabra, pero el poder grandioso de su palabra.
Amen, y amen, y amen. And what Sister Elisa just said right now is, yes, that concludes her testimony, but she wants to remind everyone the simplicity of the gospel. It is a powerful message, the message of salvation. And of course, she just read from the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, where it says, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that is the message that she concluded her Bible study to this family. And again, what Elisa is trying to promote here and explain is how simple this message of salvation truly is. And I'm really feeling this. Ahorita estoy sintiendo poderosamente lo que hermana Elisa está diciendo, que este mensaje de salvación es un mensaje muy simple. No es complicado. It is truly a simple, uncomplicated message of salvation that the Lord has given us. And sometimes we think it's too complicated. Sometimes we think it's too complex. A veces nosotros pensamos que es algo muy complicado, muy difícil de entender o difícil de explicar. Sometimes we think it's something too difficult to understand or too difficult to explain, but it truly is very simple. Pero la verdad es que esto es algo muy simple, algo muy simple y muy fácil de entender y de recibir. And it's something very simple to understand. All it requires is faith. La única cosa que requiere es y con eso empezamos esta noche. That is what we began with tonight. Those four friends that helped their crippled friend, the man that could not walk. Esos cuatro amigos le ayudaron a su amigo que no podía caminar con su fe. They helped him with their faith. Como dijo el Señor Jesús, when Jesus saw their faith, cuando Jesús vio su fe, la fe de sus amigos, el Señor pudo ser el milagro. The Lord was able to produce a great miracle. Y qué gran milagro es este plan de salvación. And what a great miracle that this great plan of salvation is that Elisa shared with us tonight, que Elisa nos dio esta noche con sus nuevos amigos, with her new friends. And just as this woman who is 80 years of age, who still thinks and acts like she's 40, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Elisa, que tiene 80 años de edad, pero todavía siente la fe y la fuerza de alguien de mitad de su edad, todavía está predicando ese mensaje. She's still going out and testifying of the great message of salvation. Con eso dicho, hermanos, ¿por qué no terminamos esta devoción, Elisa?
Quiero decirles que me da mucho gusto mirar esa conjunción de mensajes que se mandan en el teléfono, las hermanas, y cuando se están pidiendo, por ejemplo, por la salud de diferentes personas. Y les quiero dar las gracias por ello, porque me dan mucha fe. Y también darle gracias a la hermana Cindy, porque esa mujer ama a Dios tanto que ella se gasta y se desgasta por los hermanos en oración y en favores. Ella me hizo el favor de mandarme este estudio bíblico. Que Dios la bendiga.
Okay, let me try to translate all of that. It's a message of gratitude that Lisa just gave. She says she's very thankful for these group messages. There's several group messages going out through the church, as you know, people helping and encouraging and praying for others with the needs, the many needs that are in the church. And that's the first thing that she wants to say. She's very thankful and grateful for these group messages, because even though Mama lives in San Diego County, she's able to still feel connected and a part of our church. So that's the first thing that she's thankful for. Also, she wants to say her thanks and her gratitude to Sister Cindy, because Sister Cindy has been able to send her these Bible studies where Mom can now teach them. But also she wants to make a note about Sister Cindy, how she's noticed that Sister Cindy really spends herself. She gives of herself, her time, her energy. Mama realizes that Sister Cindy is helping a lot of people, a lot of women with a lot of needs, and she's thankful and grateful for the spirit that Sister Cindy has in helping many others. And I know that there's many others that are doing this same thing, but Mama has been directly affected by this great help that Sister Cindy has been giving her and many others. And you know what? We want to thank Sister Cindy, and also there's several other Sister Sanders and several other women, Sister Jessica, Sister Alina, there's several women that have been helping with evangelism and prayer. And thank you so much, Mama, for that. Gracias, hermana Elisa, por su palabra de gratitud. La apreciamos muchísimo. We are thankful to her who is being in San Diego, but yet she's still a voice in our church. De todas maneras, es una voz en nuestra iglesia. Con eso dicho, hermanos, nos vamos a despedir. With that said, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to everybody. Be mindful and meditating upon the great words that Sister Elisa has given us tonight. Estén meditando en estas palabras grandes que nuestra hermana Elisa nos dio esta noche. Hermana Elisa, otro amén.
Amén y amén. Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Amén y amén. Gloria a Dios. God bless all of you. Have a great night in the name of Jesus. Una buena noche en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.